We know that you are here with us. And we came, Father, to fellowship with you. We want to have a communion with you, Lord. You said communion is when you talk. And Lord God, we also talk. Father, we have some talk, some fellowship with you. That's why we are here, Father. The singing was great. Singing for the King. We love it, Lord. Now we pray that you serve the table. We pray, Father, that you speak to the hearts of the people. We pray that you take anything that is not your word, Lord, that it will not be said. And all that you want to say, Father, you say it now. And we are ready, Father, to receive it. Whatever it is, if it's correction, Lord, we are okay with that. If it's chastisement, we are okay with whatever it is, Lord. If it's a teaching, Lord, we are okay. Whatever you want to do with us, Father, we want to commit ourselves to you. As you speak, may there be some faith created by your word, Lord, in the hearts of the listeners, Lord, that they may achieve, Father, whatever their hearts desire, Lord. We commit ourselves to you. We commit the service to you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen, amen. You can get seated. Thank you for the songs. And thank you. Thank you for the Swahili song also. That sounds like Kenya. Sounds like Kenya. And that's good. That's good. Thank you. So I call it clarifications, and I want the blackboard here. This might be my last sermon before Brother Don comes, I think. So I might not have the other chance. We were talking about the spirit and what? Okay. I'm coming near you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you. So I call it clarifications. I call it clarifications. We've been talking on, and I think on Wednesday we're talking about the spirit. We're talking about the spirit, and we didn't go very far. We just see where the spirit is. When does it come? I don't think we went to when the spirit comes. But we know how it came with Adam. It came with that was the first thing that was created, the spirit. The spirit. You are that. You are the spirit, the soul, and the body. You are just that. You're just that. Nothing more. You're just that. The body, the spirit, and the soul. That's exactly right. And we found out that the spirit five senses. That's five senses. And the Prophet says you cannot love with your body. You cannot think with your body. You think with your spirit. That's where the four categories for thinking are, and like that. We also found out that maybe you, I didn't talk about it, but you can lead there. You can lead the course there. They're there. I will not go back to that because the course are there. You can just read them. Now, we also found out that in those courses you can be anointed. You can be, the Holy Ghost would come in your heart. And we talked about that. The Holy Ghost would come to your heart, to you. The Holy Ghost would come to you. Some of the people have just in their body. And I wanted to draw that here so that you people can get. This is a very good board. So I want to draw it here so that you can see. This is the body. This is your body. That's your body. You talk about you can put the fingers here. You can put whatever you're going to put here. That's the body. I want to be very clear so that the clarifications. That's what it is. It's I want to clarify. I want everybody to understand where I am. No, not necessarily to agree with me, but I want you to understand where I am and what I'm talking about. And where I've made maybe some words that I think they were not together, I would like to clarify today so that you get it. Now, that's the body. That's your body. That's your body. You can put a finger, eyes, wherever you want to put them. They're there. He's there. That's the body. Now, the next thing inside that is your spirit. I'll call that your body. That's your body. That's your body. Now, inside of that is a spirit. And we said, where is that spirit? We said, it's inside your heart. And we read a quote on Wednesday, where your heart, they said, as a man thinketh from the heart. They said, the son said, no, it cannot be like that. Because people think from the head. The prophet came there and said, no. They discovered there's a space in your heart. In your heart that is empty, and that's where your spirit is. Inside that spirit is where your soul is. What's that? The prophet talks about three circles. Sometimes we don't draw three circles. Sometimes we draw two. Because this is why we draw two. We say that is the body, and I'm going to delete this. That's the body. I want clarity today. I want these clarifications. Then we have the body, and then we have the spirit. We have the spirit. But inside that spirit, there are two souls. If you are not born again, a child of God, this is a child of God. A child of God has two souls. What is a soul? A soul is the nature of that spirit. The nature of the spirit, that's the nature of that spirit. You have two natures. That is the nature of the devil that will go a snake. Okay? That's everybody here on earth, that is born of a woman is born with that snake. Whether you're a child of God or a child of the devil, you are born with that snake. That's why you should be born again. You got to be born again.
Amen.
You see people stealing, others doing this, all that, and you condemn that. That's all right. It's wrong. It's not them who are doing it. It's a snake over there. And everybody that's born of a woman, you are born of a man and a woman. The devil has a right to put that there. The first thing you do when he comes here on earth. That's his soul. Puts it there. Now, but he put another soul there for the child of God, the children of God. They're also born when they come here. God gives them. It's called election. You can be born 12 sons of the same father, but he just picks one. That's why he said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. They were born of the same father, born of the same mother. They were twins and everything. They were in the same womb at the same time.
Amen.
Can you get that? But Jacob have I loved, Esau have I lived. The fact that you are born together as a sister and a brother, or a brother and a brother, that does not mean that you are sons. God does not have grandsons.
Right. Amen.
That's right. So what happens there? God picks one. God picks from randomly. You can be. You can have. I don't know whether they are, like my father has 19 children. My father had 19 children. None of them is a believer. I don't know. Maybe they will believe along the way. I don't know. No, Paul is. Paul is a believer. All right. Yeah, whatever. You see that? Well, you never know. He picks whatever he picks.
Amen.
God picks. No, not because you are good or bad or what. No, God picks. How does he pick? He picks by putting his seed over there. That is the seed of God. I'll draw it like this. Brother Michael, you and me. Okay. About the board. Okay. That's the seed. That's now the soul. You can see now we don't have the three circles now, but we have two souls there affecting the spirit. That's the spirit of man. Now it's affecting that. And now this, I said, is dormant. I said, that is dormant. That's dormant. It's not working. When you're born here on earth, it's dormant. It's not dormant. The devil has the first rights. Because if he doesn't, then God is not the redeemer. The devil has got to do that, so that he's conquered and defeated. Now God redeems you. So now, when God redeems you, this is what we call the book of life. All you lived, all you did is deleted, is burned. Is burned by the Holy Ghost fire. Annihilated. Completely taken. That's why now you cannot be called a sinner no more. But remember, you are left with the body.
Yes,
the body that came by a man and a woman. You are left with the body of the devil. I'll call it the body of the devil. So you continue doing some things and people are pointing at, so he says That is not counted. The guy who made you did it. The guy who actually, he even who made you, because they said, this devil here and the devil himself is the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Just like this in your soul, the soul in you is God. Just like that God is.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You have God in that. Now, and he comes now. That's what I called the change of the body. Now, when that happens, that's your soul now. Your soul is that. That changes everything. That changes everything. Right. You are even now, you cannot steal. Now you see somebody stealing, you even had stolen some things, and you are troubling taking them back. Right. You lie to somebody, you want to go there and say, no, I'm sorry, I did this, I did this. You are completely a different creature. You are completely a different creature.
Amen.
There are things you cannot even do. It's taken away. Those things are taken away. And until that happens, go to the, be there. Be there. Knock. Knock until you be opened. Knock until that happens.
Right.
And don't stop. Don't stop until that happens. Coming to church and being a believer, calling yourself a believer, that does not make it.
Amen.
That does not make it until that happens. This has got to change. For me, for you, for everybody. No exceptions. It's got to do that. It's got to come to that. Now, that's that. So we are talking about that. That's all we have been talking about. Now, this spirit, now I was saying, this spirit is what was first created. And God gave it the soul. That's the soul of the man. It was given there. But this spirit is what thinks. It's what, it has a memory. It has conscience. Does all that? It has five senses, just like the body. The body has five senses. The spirit has five senses. I think that's very clear. Today is clarification. To remember that. Now this spirit over here is in your heart. It's in your heart. It's even in your body. It's in your heart. That's where it is. Now when does it come? When does it come to your heart? The promise is when your body. And I'm finishing with that. That's the last sermon that I didn't finish. Now when you're born here on earth. There is a spirit of God that is waiting there. It is waiting there. It's just right there. That's why you see a woman that is just about to have a baby. It's so sweet. Because this spirit is the spirit. There's a spirit that is ready to come in as soon as that baby comes in. There's a spirit that surrounds her. You can call it an angel or whatever. That's why she's so sweet. It doesn't matter how she was a bad girl doing everything. When that baby is about to come, there's a spirit that's around there. And she's so sweet, she's different. Because there's a spirit that is waiting there. As soon as this baby comes, that spirit gets in. And what's that baby? We say the baby has died in the stomach. Some doctor says that. The prophet says, it's just muscles twinkling. The muscles twinkling. That's the prophet. That's the right doctor. That's the right doctor, the prophet. It's just muscles. When it comes here, comes here. And God breathes the breath of life in that baby, and she becomes a living baby.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Right. Now, this is now when you are born again, you see what happens. This is the snake. When you are born again, the Spirit of God comes. That is God Himself. He comes and quickens this. That's why He's bigger now. It was small and dormant, but now it's big. Is in the whole of the soul. That's the soul now. You don't have any other soul. That's the soul now. What happens? You burn this. When the Holy Ghost comes, He burns that now. There's a difference. The Holy Ghost, the prophet said, you can have the Holy Ghost 24 hours, 7, and then die and go to hell. What happens? There are two things here. The Holy Ghost can come, and it comes to the body. There are people who just are anointed in the body, and they feel good. You give you goosebumps. They say, you see, I'm feeling goosebumps, and it's not even cold, but I'm feeling, I'm gonna, that's right, that you think it's not the Holy Ghost, it might be the Holy Ghost, the true Holy Ghost, and you feel like you can even jump up and sing, and you see, you feel like you're gonna cry, and that can be even on the body only, and not going anywhere else.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Sometimes it goes further. I don't know what depends on what. It goes further and comes to the Spirit. Can you get that? That is dangerous now. When it comes to the Spirit, it's dangerous now. Because you can preach. You can even preach the truth. The exalted right. You can heal the people. You can do anything. You can do anything. And you can even do miracles. Because he's taken the five senses and conquered it. The Holy Ghost. He's taken the five senses of the Spirit, conquered it. Now you are like a Christian and it's so close that you cannot even tell. So close. And it even deceives you. Not only deceiving people that you are God and doing it, deceives you also. And you settle. And you feel like, because I preach, and I preach so much, like Gomba is preaching. Yeah. Yes! What I'm doing now, you can do without God getting to your soul. Without the soul change. That is the most dangerous thing, brother, sister. That's the most dangerous. That's why you see people, hey, pokea! That's in Swahili. Pokea is receive. They say, in Swahili, with a handkerchief. I've seen that in Kenya. They say, pokea, in other words, receive. And they receive and they all fall down. No. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like to fall down anyways. Even if it's God. I would like to start. They fall down. They do that, and then they stand up. Praise be to God. Amen. All that, it can go there. That's the most dangerous thing.
That's right.
You can even preach the message. That's how dangerous it is. You can preach a message and then die and go to hell.
Yeah.
It's got to go further than that. Where does it go? To the soul. And when you get to the soul, there is the new thing. It conquers from inside out. It conquers it from inside out. That's why when it comes from there, you are so balanced. You are so balanced. When it comes from inside, you are so balanced on everything. You are not over body here. And God will control you. God will lead you. God will changes everything.
That's right.
This becomes subject. When this is what is anointed, it's a hit and miss on the body.
Right.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's a hit and miss. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, sometimes you hit. No, yeah, that's what. But when it's changed, it's never miss. It's completely, the prophet says, the body is completely subject.
Amen.
No, the prophet says, that is the change of the body. Mm-hmm. That's the change of the body because it's changed from inside. When the Holy Ghost comes to the Spirit, and anointed so much, 24/7, that you wake up with dreams and things. You can receive visions and all that. Still, the body is not subject to this. Because inside there is the devil. Praise God. That's why I'm saying it's a hit and miss. Tomorrow you do. The prophet said, when you have this, called perfect faith. Because you cannot have perfect faith without this. This is when the soul changes, when you have the perfect faith. When you have the perfect faith. The prophet says, when you have the perfect faith, you don't have it today. Maybe tomorrow you don't have it. Tomorrow you have it. Tomorrow. Perfect faith is not believing that I will have a car and create a car. That's not necessarily the truth.
Right.
Perfect faith is having the perfect revelation of God. You don't have it today, and today, tomorrow you don't have it.
Right.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Right.
Today I'm clarifying.
Yes, sir.
It's clarification today. You don't have it today, and you got it. You got it. And when he comes and changes things, he leads you into all the truth.
Yes, sir.
You can see something there, you see looking at it today like that, and you're feeling like, I'm not getting it together. I'm going to get it together. And then you move, and you get it together. And something is telling you, no, it must be something. There must be something there. And you're crying, and you want it, and God opens it. And you work with him, and he holds your hand, and you are together, and you know, and that you know.
Amen.
You recognize who you are. You recognize that you are son of God. Am I talking? How about the body? The body is here. The body will get sick. The body will get sick. The body will go into places where you feel like this is, I should not have been here. That's the body. But it all comes back to this.
Amen.
God, I'm here with you. Son, I'm here with you. That's the head of the Spirit. I'm done with the Spirit. Now, this is today's sermon. I finished the sermon on Sunday. On Wednesday. That's done now. Let's come here now. Now. There are some headings on my subject today. There are some headings there. The first thing that I want to clarify is about the must die. Must die. You said this? Must die. You must die. Now that's, I want to clarify that. This body has got to die. This body has got to die. Let me read the quote. My wife was telling me to change this. I don't know whether she'd like me to say it, but to change this to where I just don't have the quotes. I just come and I said, why? She said, because you even don't read them. That's why. You don't even read them. You bring them there. And it hinders you like you're supposed to go with them, go back like that. But you do it better when you just come here and you have your sermon and you just talk. And she's been with me in Kenya where we go. I don't have nothing. They call me to the pulpit. And I start and go. I also don't know how that happens. Like that. But anyway, when you go to Rome, just do as the Romans do, if the Romans are not doing against the word of God, okay? I think what I'm saying, eh? What did you say, Joe? That's right. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. So like that. So these are my quotes today. And must die. You must die. You must die. That's what I want to prove that. You must die. Now, if you must die, then what is the state of this body? That was my question when I was bringing it. What is the change of this body? How is this body going to be changed? Because it must die anyways. It's got to die according to the prophet. And these are just two quotes. I have a folder that is full of these quotes that you must die. You must die. Good or bad, you must die. Every man that is born of a woman is a few days. He comes here like a flower and then he goes. Can you trust that kind of a man? I cannot trust this. But I trust this. I trust this seed of God. I trust that. I don't trust this. The body. The body, you can't trust it. It's going anyways. It's going. I hope you get. Dust art thou. Dust shall thou return. That's the scripture. You know, sometimes, the quotes now, you know, sometimes I think that how the Lord feels about us, that's just a quote. I feel like I'm not going to miss that. That's good. That's a good quote right there, senior. What how the Lord feels about us sometimes when he does so many things for us, and yet we just said like we were in subconsciously, don't we? Aren't we all guilty? I am. We just sit and say, well, Lord, I wish you'd do something for me. We don't look at what the Lord has really given to us. We just look at, Lord, give me this. And we are all subconsciously doing that. Because we don't look like, okay, well, I'm not bad. Okay, now, I can even jump there and go to the red part. Do we have a red part there? Yeah, that one. Okay, I can do that. But let's just, he can't do nothing no more for us than what he's already done. He's already healed us. He's already saved us. He's already given us joy. He gives us peace. He's our shield, our buckler, our everything that we have is in him. And he's done and paid the price of redemption to redeem us back as sons and daughters of God. There's only one thing in the world that is yet left undone. That is the physical death. We got to die. And the Bible said, let me follow this. Death is nothing. Death is nothing. Death is the way that God, and I'm going to read another quote, that God is waiting on death. Death, you die, and then Jesus Christ will be waiting there to hold your hand and take you over. Death is nothing. Death is wrong if you're not cleaning yourself up. If you are not with God. If you're with God, death is okay. Death is all right. I know I have my children, I have my family, I have my church that wants me here. They love me, we love one another. It's called a demise. Is it called a demise? Demise, something that, it's a D-E-M-I-S-E. What is that? Demise. What is it, senior?
To die.
It's something that is not happy. It's not something good, is it? It's not. Because you want me, I want you. For this body is not.
But for who you really are,
you just step to another place. I said, death takes you to another body. Now, another question. What goes to the other body? That we need to know also. What goes to the other body? Because I said there are only three bodies. Remember, there are only three bodies. There's a body, that other body, called theophany. Do you get that? How many bodies do you have? How many bodies do we have? Three. Is that clarified? Three. And each one of us has got to go that. And you cannot get out of there. You cannot go to this other one called theophany. Listen. You cannot go to your theophany without leaving this. I have another quote. This and that cannot mix together. That is our body, and this is a pest house. This is a body that has come by man and woman. I don't want to mention those names. Okay. That's right. That's how it came. It's wrong. It cannot mix. That cannot mix with this. So this has got to drop, and this, can you get what I'm saying now? This, which is your spirit and your soul, gets out. And as when you are born here on earth, there was a spirit waiting to get into that body. There is a body that is waiting for this. As soon as you get out, to get into that. Immediately you're out of this, you cannot stay without. It doesn't take days and days. No. You just come out of this and get into that. You get into another body. That body is called theophany. Now listen. After that, it comes down here. What comes down here? Now this in the theophany. I talked about the theophany so much. It comes down here and picks another body. A body like this. The corporal is called a corporal body. A body just like this. The prophet is going to say in these quotes, and you can read them if I don't finish them. It eats. It works. God wanted us to be in this kind of bodies. Corporal bodies that can work, that can eat. That's how God wanted it. But because of what happened, now we had to come by this, and he prepared another body where we go to, and from there we come back to what he wanted, because it's redemption. Redemption is bringing it back to what it was.
That's
right. I hope you get a clarification today. Okay. All right. Okay, now, he done paid the price, redemption, redeem us back as sons and daughters of God. There's only one thing in that world that is left undone. That is the physical death. Physical. It's not about spiritual death. No, we are not talking about the spiritual death. We are talking about the physical death. For physical death, this body to dissolve to get to the other body. Physical death. We all got to die. Can you get that statement by the prophet? Junior, sister, Junior Esther, can you get that statement? We all must die. Is that clear with everybody? We all must die. This body has got to die. Then what is the change of the body? What is it being changed to? Then it's dying. Praise be to God. That's why I said change of the body is the soul when it's changed, the spirit changes, the nature of the spirit now is different, and now it changes the body to become subject to what is here, This is there. That's the change of the body. That's the change of the body. Not the change of atoms that is going to be. Now, Michael is white. Now, the change of the body, Michael is going to be black. No. Or yellow. No. No, it's not like that. It's the same Michael with the same body. Praise God. With the same spirit, but the nature is changed.
Amen. That's right.
The white. Strong Michael, who used to go drink, now he cannot. He sees drinking, and he feels like you're gonna. Is it called belch?
Amen.
Something like it's feel like. The same Michael in everything in the body. Okay, that's the only avenue. Okay, we all got to die, because that was the only way God has of bringing us home. Bring us up home. That's the only avenue we can travel, is through death to get home. So everything is under his feet. Everything except death. And death has done been, the penalty of death done been taken off. And now we just go right into his presence. And someday return back and be made immortal and live on this earth 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a millennium. I want to talk about the millennium also today. Because there's some things that I've been talking, and when I talk, I mix things. And there are also some things that I said that I saw, I had not seen. And I'm going to be honest with you, what I saw that I had not seen. It's still here. It's today's clarifications. And we are supposed to live here at one. Eh? Is one so bad? So that I tell myself, is one too bad? One is not too bad. Okay. All right. I'm going to knock off at one. Okay, now. Okay. The penalty of death, he goes on and on like that, immortal and live on this earth 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a millennium. It's a millennium. 1,000 years, rule of Christ. It's a millennium. Millennium will be 1,000 years. And the prophet was asking a question one time. Is it figurative? Is 1,000 years figurative? Is it a view? 1,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this? He said, yes, it's 1,000 years. And sometimes I've found out that we have so much revelation, sometimes we leave what God has said to go with the revelation. We don't have to do that. Let our revelation be based on what he has said. So it's supposed to be 1,000 years. I'm going to talk about millennium a bit today. Okay, now, he says this could be a premillennial. There are people who are called postmillennial. There are churches like that who believe postmillennial, premillennial, or no millennium. He says like that. And if you say, I don't believe in it at all, that's all right. I wanted to leave that out, but that is good. That's good for me. Can you see that paragraph 12? That's very good for me. That's all right. I like the spirit in the prophet. That's all right. If you don't believe the same, that's all right. That's why I left it. You know, we had immaturity. We had this kind of an idea. If you don't see like I do, go east. That's not the spirit of the prophet. You follow the prophet, brother. You follow the prophet. You follow the prophet. He's so patient. I love. That's what I want. And that's why I call myself a student of William Murray Branham. I want to be like that. I want to be like that patient. If you don't see it, that's okay. Why I brought this today about qualifications? I love Sister Edith. And I liked it very much. On Sunday she said, are you going away? He said, no, but let me see Asana. Asana was going away. So I wanted to see Asana and Joe before they went. So I dashed out. But I came looking for her, and I found her in the car. And I told her, yes, sir. What was he saying? He said, brother, I followed you, and you said this, and I followed you, and now you're confusing me. And I like that. You feel, you think I can get, no, I like it, sister, I like that. If I confuse you, I like that. You telling me that I confuse you. You know, brother, that's what is called brotherhood and sisterhood. We are brothers. We are patient. We don't care. If that is what you are, do you know what you're going to make? We're going to make hypocrites out of the people. Because they present, I'm agreeing. And they're not agreeing. They're not even thinking, but they don't behave like that. We are not hypocrites. We are who we are. We are the sons and daughters of God. When we see, we see. When we don't see, we don't see. When we disagree, we disagree. There's nothing wrong. Don't punish me because I don't agree with you. You know, it's a punishment. You know, people think that punishment is only when you strike somebody or maybe spank someone. That's not. Do you know the kind of punishment that Jesus Christ was given one time? He was invited, and he came, and everybody else was washed. That was a punishment. They were punishing Jesus. Everybody was washing their feet, and they could not wash Jesus. That's a bad spanking. When I came to the U.S., they did that to me. There's a church here. I don't want to mention it. And those people, and she took me to her. That has never gone away from my head. And I'm there around them. Don't do that! Don't do that, brother! I'm around them. We're in the table. We're happy. I'm a brother. Their brothers are here. They're brothers. And I want to fellowship with them. But they're talking to one another. Mm-hmm. When I talk, it's like there's nobody here. You don't know that feeling. No. That's a mistreatment.
Right.
You can mistreat people in different ways. Christians don't, and you call yourself a Christian? Christians don't do that. That's why, yeah. That's why from that time, my heart has loved David Cuddy. You know David Cuddy? David Cuddy didn't know me very much. By that time, when everybody is ignoring him, it's like I'm not. You feel like you're sitting on nails because it's so bad. The seat becomes hot. And it's like you are in. You feel like you're in hell. But David Cuddy just did that to me and started talking to me. And it's like when you have a headache and somebody gives you some medicine and you feel like, oh, okay, yeah, it's gone. It's like that. I feel so good that somebody's talking to me. Don't punish people because they don't agree. Or they don't see. You are going to make, what is going to happen? You're going to make hypocrites out of those people. Because of that, I don't want to be spanked. I'll pretend, oh, is that what you're saying? Oh, yes, that is, okay, that is true. And I'm pretending, that's hypocrisy.
That's right, amen.
When you don't see it, they say, I don't see it, no problem. Mm-hmm. The prophet says here, if I don't finish, the quotes are there. If you have any question, just come. We talk. Okay. Amen. No, I don't claim to know everything. No, I don't claim to know everything. But we are brothers. Just the same. If you don't see it, they say, we are brothers. Just the same. We are not made brothers because of... That's a wrong teaching. We are not made brothers to one another because of agreeing.
Right.
No!
Amen.
It's because we are born of Jesus Christ. If you're a son of Jesus Christ, and I'm a son of Jesus Christ, whether you want it or not, we are brothers. If you are daughter of God and I'm a son of God, Sister Edith, you are my sister, whether you want it or not.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Senior, can you get that?
Yes.
You're not going anywhere. You are my sister. We are brothers just the same. But just kind of believe there's going to be that rain. That I wished, now he's talking about, he believes that there's going to be a millennium. That's the reign of 1,000 years. I could talk about it this afternoon, how that unfolded, and then the fourth, and he goes like, now this is the second quote of we must die. I'm glad that there's something to get us out of this first house. There's an open door, and it's called death. We fear death. Death is not good. In fact, when we see somebody dead, in fact, if there's something even that takes the government. If somebody dies here, you see everything and yellow papers around. Nobody can come there, and you see five cars of policemen, and all this around it. Nobody can get in. It's a big deal. People don't like death, and it's not good. It's not good. We are so much used to be here with you that we don't want you to go. Praise God. But in reality, to step on the other, there's nothing wrong in stepping to the other body. That's why I see people wanting to kill themselves. They want to hang themselves. I would like to talk to them a bit and tell them, guy, don't hang yourself. This place is better than where you're going. You want to live here because you're going. You want to go. Now this place is better. This place, where now you want to go when you hang yourself is worse. It's hell. You're gonna suffer. The prophet said, "I would not like my worst enemy to go there."
Right.
When he came from there, that's a bad place. Don't go there. Stay here. This is better. Don't hang yourself. Don't kill yourself. But if you're going to the other side, that's okay. That's okay. There are people who come to a place where they really want to go. They really want to go. Because they are sure. They are sure where they are going. They really want to go. I want to go. Because they are sure where they want to go. And this is becoming so much. So they feel they are sick like that. Whatever it is. But this is it. That place is good. It's the sixth dimension. If you are going to the sixth dimension and you are sure, that's okay. But again, it's not you to determine when to go. The prophet said, and the Bible said, that your days are numbered. And there's no going beyond a second. 1 second, you know.
Right.
It's numbered. And even, do you see those people who do wrong? that is smoking bangi, the marijuana, is it marijuana? It's called marijuana. Smoking marijuana and drugs. This is funny a bit, but there's an amount of marijuana that is there for you. You cannot go before you smoke all that and then go. There's that. There's steps that you got to step here or not, and you cannot go before you finish stepping them. Right. It's allotted, and God designed that, and there's nothing you can do. Batting, you know, like that. You cannot bat more in your life than God counted. God counted your bats. And there is a time that you bat the rust, and that you cannot bat again, it's gone. That's God. It's determined by God. It's not, you're gonna be very comfortable when you realize all your life is on the hands of the Lord. Okay, now. Jesus stands in that door. Amen. Hallelujah. Guide me over the river. You take me through that door. There's a great door standing yonder called death. And every time your heart beats, dick, 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 it is getting closer. And there will be a time that it will beat tick, the last time. And it's not beat no more. It's done. Okay. Beat. You are one beat closer to it. And someday I must come to that door. You must come there. But when I come there, I don't want to be a coward. I don't want to be to scream and back off. I want to come to that door, wrap myself in the robes of his righteousness. Not mine, not my righteousness, but his righteousness. But his. Okay, that's all. That's about death. You must die. That one we agree. Do we agree or do we disagree? Do we disagree? You must die. Everybody must die. That's born of a woman. Is that right? The scripture, the prophet, everywhere. Now, how are you going to change the body? Changing the body? I told you, it's when there's a change. It becomes subject to this. Amen. And remember, this is the word. What is this called? It's called a gene. A germ. Is that right? A gene. A germ. A seed. Is that right? A soul. A word. Or the word. Amen. It's all that. It's the same. It's just the same thing. The word. What is the word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became... That's Jesus Christ right there.
Amen.
So this body becomes subject to Jesus Christ. Right. The Word. Is that right? Mm-hmm. That's very clear. That's very clear. Now, spiritual millennium. That's the next topic. Mm-hmm. I want to clarify. Okay, spiritual millennium. Okay. Now, how does it connect? Okay. But let me explain just a bit. This body, when it's born here on earth, it goes to the next stage is you die, you go to what? You go to the theophany. From the theophany, you go to the glorified body. Is that right? You go to the glorified body. Now, this is what I got. I had not been looking at it right. You will have your glorified body in the millennium. In the millennium, you will have a glorified body. That thinks a bit. I want to read this. Or at least one side of it. Let me read this. It's going to fall down, Brother Michael. Brother Michael, Brother Michael, Brother Michael, Brother Michael. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, brother. You told me to be careful and I'm not. Oh, it's good now, brother? God bless you. God bless you, Brother Michael. Let me do that. So you come from... You're talking about the bride. The people, the other people, they go to another body. They go to another body, and then they come here in the general resurrection. And we have only two resurrections. But now they come in the last resurrection, and they go to lake of fire. Can you get that? That's a bad guy. Now we people, the bodies of the believers, we come from here, we go to that body called theophany. Then we come back in a glorified... When? That's what I... was looking at. When we come like that in the glorified body in the millennium. Can you get that? When is the millennium? Because I wanted to come back. I want clarity now. Is that right? When is the millennium? Now, the prophet says, we are in the millennium. We are in the rapture. We are in the millennium. That is true. How are we in the millennium? There's a quote that I'm going to read. How are we in the millennium? That's why I called the spiritual millennium. We are in the spiritual millennium. But there's a physical, this is not millennium. People try to say we are in the millennium physically. This world is not in a millennium. I'm clarifying things now. This world is not in a millennium. The cars and everything, that's not millennium. This is not millennium. The world is not millennium. Sickness and things like that. Physical sickness. Physical accidents and all those that things happen. Hospitals and things, people sick and everything. That's not millennium. In the millennium, there will not be nothing like that. Physical millennium. But how are we in the millennium? But first, let me get it. The sequence of events. People don't like sequence of events because sometimes they miss, sometimes they get. This is a sequence of events. The sequence of event is about the whole thing is we come from the church ages. And you girls and you young people, you got to know the church ages. The church ages is the New Testament. How many testaments do we have for the young people? And we need to have some sessions with you. How many testaments do we have? Two. Good. How many testaments do you have? Do you know how many testaments we have? Which testament is that? Old Testament and New Testament. That's right. We have two testaments. We have the Old Testament and the New Testament. Is that right? Now, that's simple. Now, the New Testament is the church ages. Is that clear? Junior is doing like this. Yeah. It's the church ages. The church ages is the New Testament. The New Testament is just about the church ages. That is the seven church ages. The first church age messenger was Paul. The last church age messenger was Brother Branham. There are seven of them. And each person, the people of that time had to get the message of that for them to get saved. What saves people? And that was God even in the Old Testament. Can you remember Noah? Simple. This message is so simple. Everybody must get it. Do you remember Noah? Whoever did not get the message from Noah, they died. Right. They were finished. That's over. Is that right? If you don't get the message of the person that is sent by God, then you are a sinner. You can only be saved by getting what that messenger that has been sent by God says, and you get it in your time. Now, in terms of Paul, they got it. In terms of Irenaeus, they got it. In terms of Brother Branham, they got it. Now, after that, after Brother Branham, the seventh church age, that's what we say, it's over. Brother Branham was the last. And the last one was Laodicean church age. It was over. The people who believed in that message, they believed in it, and they were sealed. In fact, there was no the Holy Ghost that you hear the people, even in the upper house that were given, it was a sealing. You are sealed until the day of redemption. You are sealed somewhere with God, waiting for Jesus Christ to come. That's redemption. So now, after the church ages are over, where do we go to? After the church ages are over, that is the church ages. Then we go to where? The rapture. What is the rapture? The rapture of the church. What is the rapture? Everyone knows the rapture. The rapture is a marriage. Jesus Christ comes and takes a bride. That's a rapture. What do you talk about that? That's your rapture? Jesus Christ comes and... Okay, can I go to something else before I go to that? Because of that, let me ask you a question. How many comings do we have of Christ, of Jesus Christ? How many, can you take your hands and say that? How many do we have? Three comings of the Lord. You say two? No. You're wrong. Three. I saw you said two. No, it's three. What was the first coming?
What was the first? This is simple. What was the first coming? He came here on earth and died. Everybody knows that, right? He came here on earth and died. The second time he comes to take what he died for. That's right, redemption. He comes to take that. He comes to take my wife. I paid for my wife. I come for her. And he takes a wife. That is the rapture. The second time of his coming is coming to take his wife. What he paid for? He paid for his wife. His blood was the payment of his wife. Why the blood? I'm not going to go into those things. because I'm not going to move. Everything. Remember, the price was the soul that sinneth must die. And Adam sinned. So he must pay. So he must pay. What is the payment of death is to die. So Adam must die. Adam must die. And all his children that he brings must die. Is that right? Now he comes and pays that by dying. He died. When you talk about the blood, you're talking about death. I hope that's clear. So he paid. When he paid, he now comes for the rapture to take a wife. To take a wife. Or a bride. Call him a bride. You know, when you use this word, sometimes you don't think it's you're talking about the same thing. The bride of the Lord Jesus Christ is his wife. To take a wife. Who is his wife? He called his wife from the churches. From the churches, he called all his wife. And his wife came here. And when he got her, it's over. He got what he wanted. It's over. Anybody else that is not his wife is done. He's done away with that. He's judged. Everybody's judged. Let the wife be righteous and righteous is still. Let everybody else be sinner and sinner still. It's over. And he draws a line. The next stage is to take this wife. Listen very carefully. After the rapture, after the marriage, after marrying her, after taking her, the next thing is millennium. Millennium. Is it written like this? Millennium. Okay. Millennium. It's millennium. Now, that's where the problem is. That's where the problem is. Because in here, in the rapture, we have a millennium. And that's what confuses people. When he takes her, what is the second coming of the Lord? What is the first coming of the Lord? To die. What is the second coming of the Lord? To take a bride or redeem. Yeah, this is using the word redeem. That's okay. That's all right. That's true also. Take a bride or redeem her or take her. Take her to me. Redeeming her is taking her to where she belongs, and she belongs in him. Is that right? So taking her. So she took her. Is that right? Now, that is the confusion because there's a millennium here and there's a millennium here. Now listen. What is, we say there are three comings, is that right? What is that coming? Coming with her bride to the millennium. Coming her with her in the millennium. That is the third coming. That is the third coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming with her to the millennium. But now that will be in the physical millennium. Because this will be changed. And she'll come with her to the physical millennium. But there's a millennium here. I'm going to read that quote. I don't know where it's at. But let me read that. I'm clarifying this. It's just right there. My mission is that in the spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph 19. Just down there. Spiritual millennium. Spiritual millennium. I think there are two quotes on that. And the other one down there is the one that was confusing me, and I was saying things that are different, and I'm going to correct that today. Okay, now, my mission that I believe that God has got me for, I have to say some personal things today because that's what I told you I would do. See, and tell the world my mission. That's the prophet's mission. Can you get that? My mission. Why I came to the earth. Why God sent me was this. To forerun the second coming of the Lord. That is why he sent me. And when that happens, now I'm forerunning that. I'm 1962. He's forerunning his coming. Can you get that? As John forerun the first coming of the Lord, I was sent to forerun the second coming of the Lord. Okay? Now, what I'm doing now in 1962, I'm forerunning his coming. He's not come yet. But when he comes, he will be the one. And if you see, in other quotes, he says, if he comes, if I forerun and you see somebody come with the nails on his heart, that guy is a liar. Right. Don't follow that guy. He's not that guy. Yeah. You know, he comes and say, I'm Jesus Christ, and the face looks like the Hoffman, you know, the foreman who drew Jesus Christ. And the prophet says, that's very close, because I saw Jesus, I saw Jesus in a body, I know Jesus. And when I look at Jesus and I look at the picture of Hoffman, they are very close. So a guy comes that looks exactly like that Hoffman drawing. And in his hands, he has nails, very big nails. Nails like that, holes, right? And in his feet, there are nails, where you can see nails. When that guy comes and says, I'm Jesus, that is not the guy I'm forerunning. You know what foreign is? You know what foreign is? To foreign is just to come and prepare for somebody. When he comes, and when he comes, you introduce him. That's for running. That's simply for running. Praise God. That's simply for running. If you know that you're coming to Kenya, I would like to go to Kenya, like Sister Edith. You know, if I know you're coming to Kenya, I don't like to be here when you're coming to Kenya. I would like to go there and for run you and wait for you, so that Brother Michael, so that when you come, everything is swept and everything. You have a chair. I know what you like very much, and I put everything there ready. That's for running. I'm waiting for you. Is that right? Yeah. And when you come, I take you. This is Sister Edith. God bless her heart. Like that to the people. I introduce her. That was exactly what John the Baptist was doing to Christ the first time. Now, that very same thing happens with Brother Branham. Brother Branham foreruns the second coming of the Lord. He does the same thing, and he'll be exactly like that. I hope you get that. That's what he's saying here. So my word is to forerun that. And let me tell you, he says, no, I know him. When he comes, I know him. So he's not that. He's not that guy. He says, what is it? It's the full word. He's the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt. That was Jesus Christ. So I'm forerunning that Word, that full Word to come now. That's what I'm forerunning. The fullness of the Word comes. Now, he says like this. Because that's what I told you I'd do. Okay. Believe to the earth. Okay. My mission, I believe to the earth, is what it is to forerun the coming Word. See, the coming Word, which is Christ, is Jesus Christ, is coming one. In him, in him, when he comes, in him will be millennium. You tell me anything, listen, I challenge anybody here. You tell me anything that millennium has, and Jesus Christ don't have. The description of the word millennium, you say 1,000 years. He has 1,000 years in eternity. Do you get? Yeah. You take about anything that is the word that contains in the word millennium, what it means. Jesus has. Can I tell you something else? You tell me anything that the millennium has, and you, except this body, you don't have. Praise be to God. You are that millennium when you get into Christ. When the bride gets into Christ, she is millennium. Amen. She is perfection. Amen. She is marriage. Right. She is one with him. She is everything that Christ is. Amen. That's how you are in the millennium, spiritually speaking. Amen. What? At rest. Yeah, millennium is rest. You are resting. When you get into him, you are resting. All your burdens are with him. You don't carry nothing. I might go to hell. That's a big burden. No, I can't go to hell. If I go to hell, God will go to hell. Right. And he cannot go to hell. No, I cannot go to hell.
Amen. That's right.
You are sinner. Who? Who? I can't even sin.
Amen.
You are Brother Michael, it's quite a rest. Quite a rest on me, on you. Amen. On every... No sin. You, let me tell you, you cannot plan. I know you cannot plan. But even if you planned, even if a son of God planned, he cannot sin. the magnet to pull her, him away from it is stronger than all the devils and demons and yourself trying to go that other side.
Right.
You cannot. There's no way. There's no way. As a son of God, the prophet said, Adam, as a son of God, could not be deceived and go to hell. Could not.
That's right. Amen.
As a son of God, as a daughter of God, there's no way.
Right.
I don't know how to analyze that. There's no way for you. Whatever millennium is, you are. But now there's another millennium that people ignore. There's the physical millennium. The physical millennium. I've ignored that for a long time. Just putting it aside, putting it aside. Until I said something here and I feel like, it's not coming right. Now listen. Listen very carefully here. Now you got to, okay, so that's the word, everything right there, because he is the word now. That's Christ. When you're in Christ, how are you in Christ? How are you in Christ? When you get, you're not, you don't join him. You don't join him. You are born in that church. And you are, there's no, can I tell you something? I'm not going to that. But let me just say, because it's coming true. You've never been not a son of God.
Right.
You've never been not a son of God. You always been a son of God. But you are like an eagle, a baby eagle, which was born here with a chicken. That's why you found yourself everywhere, because you are with the chickens, you are in the world. Can you get that? But when you hear that, you recognize who you are. You are an eagle to begin. That's right. I'm wrong here, I don't belong here. You just come to recognize. When the message was flashed before you, what? What? This cannot be nothing else but the truth. Other people might be running from it. But now you that's where I belong. The chickens were running away from that.
Yes,
but you cannot. This is why. Okay. Now, okay. Hallelujah. I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. He's talking about the dynamics. This is another book called, is the Rising of the Sun, paragraph 96. Hallelujah. I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. It was waved over the people. And the first time they will come forth for a bright age, for a resurrection out of the dark denominationalism. Resurrection out of denominationalism. All right. That's something. We have just jumped from something to something. Now, before we got that, because I'm talking about clarification today. Now, you are like that. You are raptured. You are in the millennium. You are all that. Now, let's come to something else. What is the resurrection? Well, that's where it's really got me. What is resurrection? How many resurrections do we have? Resurrections. We only have two. We have two. One is resurrection of the bride. Okay? The resurrection of the bride. Some people call it the resurrection to the rapture. Or whatever. Because people thought that we're going to get up and the bodies have a new bodies. That's what the teaching was. And then we fly away. And we don't come back. We come back in the millennium with Jesus Christ. That's what it. But this body cannot go nowhere. So we are raptured here. Our souls are raptured. We are taken and this body becomes subject to him. That's all. That's marriage. We are married. Okay? Now, but we have two resurrections. Is that correct? The two resurrection. Which resurrection? The resurrection of the bride. That's a bit tricky. The resurrection of the bride. And then that's called the first resurrection. The first resurrection. And the second resurrection. That is where it's a bit tricky. The second resurrection is for everybody. The sinner and people who are not sinners. But not the bride. This is what I want to correct on this. This is what I want to correct on this. The The second resurrection is not the resurrection of the bride. You check with your quotes. The second resurrection is not the resurrection of the bride. I think I've been saying that. That this, everybody will resurrect, even the bride. Now, cross check on the quotes. That's not the case. And I'm going to collect some quotes today on that. Second resurrection, the bride is with the king.
Right, right. Yes, sir.
She is a judge, judging the world. Because the next thing that happens after the millennium, is white throne judgment. Is it called white throne judgment? White throne judgment. It's called white throne. How do you write the word throne? Is that like that? Throne judgment. Okay. I'm not sure what I'm writing now. White throne judgment. But before the white throne judgment, there's something I'm going to put here. A war called Gog and Magog. Have you had something like that? A war called Gog and Magog? A war called Gog and Magog. It comes there. Immediately after the millennium. I'm going to talk about the millennium a bit. But let me talk about this. About the resurrection. Let me talk about the resurrection. The second resurrection comes here. Comes here. Immediately after Gog and Magog, this is the second resurrection. Let me write it here. The second resurrection. The second resurrection. Resurrection. Is it written like that? Resurrection is called the second resurrection. That is the second resurrection. The second resurrection comes here. I hope you can get that. I'm not going to try to delete it because I don't want to make that mistake. But you can see that's the second resurrection. Now, this second resurrection, very clear, can you get that? This second resurrection is everybody. Now, everybody is good and bad. There are some people in the second resurrection that are given eternal life. Can you get that? They resurrect, they are good people. But not the bride. The bride resurrected here. This is the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection, brother. This is the first resurrection. I'm a very bad teacher. So I don't know whether I was supposed to resurrection. I don't know whether I was supposed to put them 1, 2, 3 like that, but anyway you can understand. That's where the first resurrection happens. The first resurrection. And this is the confusion, because there is another resurrection here. There's another resurrection over here on the bride. And that's what I'm going to read now. Listen to this. Listen to this now. This was what was confusing me. Please study these quotes. Study them very closely. If you have any question, just ask. Now, this is it. There's a resurrection here. Now, listen. Hallelujah, I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. It was waved over the people. Now, that is when Jesus Christ came and married a wife. He calls that the dynamics. But this was the mechanics. The mechanics were already there. The mechanics was already there. But the Holy Ghost was the dynamics. The Holy Ghost is the dynamics that came and quickened the mechanics. The word is the mechanics. Now, the spark is the Holy Ghost, which comes and... Do you understand that? And makes it work. It's like a car. A car can have the gas and everything, but unless that spark comes and makes it move, it cannot move. So that power, that electricity that comes, is called is the dynamics. The gas and the mechanics about the car, that's the mechanics. Can you get that? So the mechanics were there. Now, he talks about that. There will come forth the bridage for resurrection out of dark denominationalism. It will be a resurrection out of the dark denominationalism. That's a resurrection. Can you get that? That's a resurrection out of the dark. And he also talks about the resurrection of Ruther is here. Wesley is here. Paul is here. All that. That's a resurrection. And that you think is a resurrection. But there's a physical resurrection to the bride. I didn't see that. Until I looked at it very carefully. And trust me, maybe there are other things here. And if you see something, please let me have it. Because I'm reading on this. I had to go through that, everywhere. Last night, I don't think I slept last night and the other day. I was preaching yesterday also. And because I want to be sure. I want to be sure of what I'm saying. I really want to be sure of what I'm saying, brothers. This, I've already taken this resurrection here. And this is what he's talking about. When he comes and gets into you, the fullness when he comes, he calls that a resurrection. In other words, that's all. That's not all. That's not all. This body has got to go. Did you agree on that? Did you all agree like that? Yeah. This body has got to go. But when he comes, I'm resurrected. I'm really resurrected. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. But yet, this body has got to go. And then he goes down to this, says, in his full power, and being waved over the people by the same signs and wonders that he did back there. In other words, he has come just like he came the first time here on earth, right? Because I live, he live also. Speaking to his wife now. Speaking to me, his wife. The bride speaking to me because you live, I live. Because I live, my life, Jesus Christ has come, the fullness, I've gotten into you. And now therefore you have resurrected. You are alive now. The fullness, and that is being in Christ. And there's no better place. That's a rapture, that's the best. Yesterday I was using the word because I was talking to different countries. I was saying the bestest. There's no word like that. The bestest. Being in Christ is the bestest. Do you think there isn't a better place? You call this millennia? Nothing. Right. You call anywhere eternity? In Christ is eternity. We are the best of the best.
That's right.
Amen. We have come to the best of the best.
Yes, sir.
Getting into the fullness when he came and he entered me. He left his throne. He left his throne. Although there is another throne, this is the throne of David, and that is his throne. But he left his throne, the throne of the Father, and took what is his throne? His throne is me. He came and enthroned himself on me. He is on me. Me. It's not me and him are one. It's not me. It's not me who lives anymore. It's him.
Amen.
He's enthroned himself. He's taken his throne. He's come in me. That's right. He says, what a resurrection. If that be the case, what a resurrection. From all my what I was dead in sin and shaped in iniquity. I was so bad. And what a resurrection. I resurrected from that to this.
Amen.
Because I live, you live. Speaking to his wife now. Because I live, you live also. What, the prophet says, what a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection that was when he died and rose again. What a resurrection. What a resurrection is this. This is a great resurrection. When you get into him in the rapture, the bride married to him, that's a great resurrection.
Amen.
Can you get that? That bride and me, that bride and me. I want to be honest with you. That bride and me, and I thought there's no more resurrection. That's a spiritual resurrection. That's a spiritual resurrection. And is a resurrection? What? There's no. You read the book called Easter Seal. And many other. Even in the book called Who is this Melchizedek? He's talking about is a resurrection. It's a true resurrection. And in the book called, alright. Faith. Faith is works as faith. Or works as faith express. Something. There's a book like that. Works as faith express. Works as faith express. He says, Ruther is here. He says, no, he starts, I think he says, Ruther. He says, he starts with Ruther. But I start father. Paul is here. Paul is here. What is it? The message. The word of Paul is here. He says, Irenaeus is here. And all that. Brother Branham is here. Not Brother Branham, the body. The word that he preached is here. Because here, we got to have the fullness. What a resurrection. Can you see that? Can you see that resurrection? What a resurrection of the word. That confused me. That confused me. And I know that's the end of the resurrections. I'm telling you the truth. That is not the end of the resurrections. And now that we come to the second resurrection, I thought that's over, and now we come to the second resurrection. But I realize, no. Let's go to the next quote. Cleansed with the bombs. All right. I'm not going to read all that. And I'm going to read the first quote there, the physical trumpets. And then I'm going to read the dark and the place. I don't know what dawn does. It becomes red here. I don't know. You show me, maybe. Okay, you show me. But you can see it's darkened. It's more darker than the rest of it, isn't it? Oh, it's the same. No, sorry. Sorry, it's the same. But anyways, the topic there is cleansed with bombs for millennium. Cleansed with bombs for millennium. Now, that's another confusion. You get my confusion so that you don't get confused. And maybe I confused you. That's how maybe I confused you, sister. No problem. Because if I'm confused and I preach confusion, then people will get confused. But this is what it is. You see that confusion right there? I thought that's it. That's not it. That's a resurrection. He calls it like that. It's a resurrection. It's a change of the body. Correct. That's true. It's a change of the body. But that's not it. That's not the end of it. The bride has got to go somewhere else, and that's in the millennium. Before she goes to the millennium, this earth has got, and that's what I thought, this earth has got to be cleansed. Before that millennium, this earth has got to be cleansed. Can you get it now? Senior, are you lost? Oh, good. Bride, are you okay? Are you getting it? Good. I want everybody to get. Because I don't want you to get where it confused me a bit. I don't want you to get a confusion. This, I thought, that is the resurrection is the end. No, it's not. There's another resurrection. And I'm going to read some quotes on that. Before we go to this millennium, there has got to come a war. You call it, sometimes it's called the Great Tribulation. I've also looked at the Great Tribulation. It's go this way. I'm still looking at some of the things about the tribulation. But in that tribulation, there's a war that comes. The prophet talks about the atomic bombs, that you bomb it. But I thought, now this is another thing. I thought that's over. The atomic bombs and it's banned, it's finished. No! Listen, no, there's something else comes. After that, there's something. After millennium, the devil is released. And he comes to war again. He comes to fight again. And when he comes to fight again, the judgment falls. And there's war. No, not war. But there's fire that comes. That's the lake of fire. It burns everything. Everything is burnt up. Even the devil. Everything is burnt up. But here, when the war comes, before the millennium, when the war comes and burns the war, it doesn't burn the devil. You get before millennium, it doesn't burn the devil, but it burns everybody. The children of the devil are completely burnt up and finished dead. Can you get that? What is it? The prophet says is atomic. I imagine it's that word. I put that word there, and I could not get it. So I said, I'm not going to say it's that word, but the prophet says is atomic. But the prophet said that this world cannot stay in its orbit when the third pains comes. And the third pains is what that world war. But I like going with the quotes of the prophet. So there's a war here. Can you see this? This from the rapture, there is something here that happens. To cleanse, it says, to cleanse the world for the millennium. I hope you get that. Okay, all right, okay. Then the bride, I have so few minutes now. Then the bride will come to be with the bridegroom, and the bridegroom with the bride, and then the great millennium after the whole world is destroyed by atomic bomb. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. By atomic bomb. It will be destroyed by the atomic bomb. Prophecies is by the atomic bomb. If you go there, paragraph 75, because of time, paragraph 75 there, down there, after the Feast of Trumpets, down there, paragraph 75. I said Elijah, and I'm going to burn the whole earth, and I'm going to just clean it off, and you walk out upon the ashes. How many remembers Malachi 4:5? That before the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. That's exactly right. That's when the bombs, the atomic bomb will come. After Elijah comes, after William Branham, Brother Branham comes, there will be atomic bombs. Can you get that? So the prophet, the Bible said that the righteous, that is the bride, will walk on the ashes. Can you get that? we walk on the ashes of the unrighteous. And the prophet says, it's like wheat. When the wheat is burned, it will not be left in its ashes. Is it? Right? And the bride now comes and walks. Can you do that? And walks on the ashes of the righteous. In the millennium. How? How? They must be resurrected. And that is first resurrection. So God resurrects them. And I don't have time. You can read that. That's very clear. That's very sweet there. So the bride, not nobody else. You know, they are killed by the atomic bomb. Everybody is killed. The prophet says in another quote, everything is finished. The prophet uses that word. Everything is finished. On these atomic bombs, everything is finished. When it's finished, now we are getting. That's why we don't believe that we are in the millennium now. Yeah. Physically speaking, the world is not in the millennium. I am, but not the world.
Right.
But when it comes, everything will be cleansed. That's why I say everybody will die. Everybody will die. Even we, the bride, will die. The atomic bomb will not leave anything. And now, when it's done and completed, let's go to the next quote. Can you get, if I'm going very fast, just raise up your hand. Please, don't let me go. If it needs another day, I can leave it and you come to another day. Not necessarily when Brother Don comes, can take over. But I want you people to understand where we are at. I want you people to understand where maybe I was getting confused so that you don't get confused.
Amen.
Do you get that? There's a resurrection, a physical resurrection here. I'm going to read a quote. There's a physical resurrection. There's a spiritual resurrection here in the bride. But there's a physical resurrection before we get into the millennium. In the millennium, listen, in the millennium, there's nobody else except the bride. Listen, the bride. There's also, I don't have time, brothers. But read this. Revelation 20, verse 1 to verse 12 there. Or verse 10. Read there. And verse 4 talks about this group. Let me touch it just a bit. Let me just touch it so that you see. It's over there, Brother Michael. It's over there. But if you are, we'll be able to go back there. It's over here. Revelation 10, it's over here. Let me read verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. That's one group. The souls that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. And for the word of God, and which had not, or in their heart, amen. And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hearts, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Do you see that? The prophet says, what is that? Somebody asked him, Brother Branham, what is Revelation 20 verse 4? He says, this is it. They are all the bride. We people who arrive here, you'll be resurrected when we die. And also he will resurrect all that has died. The bride in days of Paul. The bride in days of Hyrcanus. All that will be resurrected. Some of them are the people who are persecuted and died for his name. All that will be here. What is it? The prophet says, it will be a complete bride resurrected here. I hope that's clear. I got confused. That's why I went there and looked at it. I don't want you to get confused. All that, Revelation 20, verse 4, he calls it the complete bride of every age. Comes here. It's resurrected. That is the one who goes to the physical millennium. How is that gonna be? Let's go back, Brother Michael. I know I'm jumping. We don't have time. But let me go back there. In the millennium. Okay, brother. God will call. That's the next one. God will call. That's the next heading. The next heading. God will call our bodies created, which is also the first resurrection. That's what I'm calling it there. So that I tried my best to make sure that it's clear. And even all this, my endeavors, it might not be, because I'm not a good orator. I don't know how to talk. Maybe it will also bring some confusion. If it is, please, I urge you. Sister Edith, tell me, you are confusing me. Tell me that, okay? Tell me that. If there's any confusion, just come tell me. No problem. We just look at it again. And I'll not get tired. I'll continue getting to you, until we get it over. And if you have a quote, we also discuss it. No problem. We are sisters. We are brothers. We love one another.
Amen.
And all we want is just to see it.
Yes,
we are not trying to be somebody that I'm greater than you. And no, I'm a nobody, brothers. And everybody here is everybody. Before we are all in the heart of God. And let's humble ourselves, and God will help us to see it. Because all we want is not a big, oh, I know it better. No, brother. No, sister, no. We just want to understand. We want to know you so that you can surrender more. So that we can know ourselves also. Because when we know you, we also know ourselves.
Amen.
And we know who we are to you. That's all we want.
Amen.
And that creates faith. We can confidently, now I know you, God. Now I can approach you. Somebody that you don't know, you approach them with a care. You don't want to do, you don't know, you're very careful. But when I know Michael, I can come, Michael, can you give me $20? I know you. If you had, you can give me. If you don't know, you're going to tell me. Because I know you.
Amen.
That's the confidence you have with God. You can talk to him because you know him.
Right.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
Amen.
Okay, now. That's the other quote. God will call our bodies. Create, which is also the first creation. I call it like that. Now, let's read this. And at the end there will be one, that's margin force. There will be one Lord Jesus and his bride. Many. One bride, many, but singular. Is one bride, but many. There will be many, singular. You get it? There was one David on one throne, one king after God's own heart with 500 wives. Jesus sitting on his throne, hallelujah, in the millennium, with a wife, like it was at the beginning, that was Adam and Eve, is right? Adam and Eve, at the beginning, created out of the earth, he created Adam out of the earth, by the hand of Almighty God, in the resurrection, many members, there you are. In other words, can you get that? That there will be many members created for the millennium. This is talking about in the millennium. For the millennium, there will be many members. That's the bride. The bride of Revelation 20 verse 4 will be created, will be called, come forth. Come forth. In another quote, he says, okay, I mean, it could be there. But in the same book called Marriage and Divorce, he says, he will call his children from the cosmic light and say, come forth! Joe, come forth! And you come and sat there with a glorified body. I'm hurrying up, brothers and sisters. Okay, now. Paragonite, does God ever change his mind about... We are going to the millennium. The physical millennium. After the bombs and everybody has died and everybody is gone. Everything is gone. It will wipe out everything. It will cleanse everything. Can you get that?
Yeah.
After that now, God will have some people here in the millennium. Nobody else. It's called the honeymoon. He takes his wife to the honeymoon called millennium. No sickness, no nothing. A glorified body, no nothing. But he's going to talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's see how. Now, paragraph 94. Therefore, all these things that had a beginning has to have an end. All sin, paragraph 94, does God ever change his mind about his word? He says, therefore, all these things that had a beginning has to have an end. All sin has to come to annihilation. I was pronouncing that very, very wrong. I was saying annihilation. That's what I was saying. Now you people say annihilation. You know, it's very interesting. Do you know what we call like my truck? Your truck. Your truck is a Chevy. You say Chevy. That's not right. You read that word. It's Chevrolet. Chevrolet. That's what we call in Kenya. Chevrolet. Is that right? That's good. Here you say Chevrolet, and you are finished. Right? You take all those letters out with Chevrolet. The T is not there. The R is not there. It's gone. All this Chevrolet. We say Chevrolet, and this one says annihilation. When I heard you say it's annihilation. Not good. Annihilation. All right. Annihilation. All sin has to be done away with. All sin has to be done away with. Therefore, in the millennium, when the resurrection comes, that's the second resurrection. When the resurrection comes, will not have to be reborn again. It's not a rebirth. It's not me being giving birth to asanas or bride or both. No, it's not that. It's not that. We will not have to be reborn again by our fathers and mothers. But God, like he did in the beginning, will call man from the dust. In the millennium, now we are going to the millennium. From the dust of the earth. And he's a helpmate with her, with him, with him. That's right. That's the way he did it in the beginning. He called, come forth, Michael, come forth. And you could, and you have a glorified body. We read that quote the other day. I don't know whether I will be able to read it tonight. In the millennium, we have glorified bodies. Just that, I'm saying that, and it comes just right there. There's this question: we have children in the millennium? And he says, I don't know. But now we have heard we have children, but not that way. God who calls his children from the cosmic light and things like that. But now here he says, this is together with this. Or will there be a sin? There's another question like that up there. I didn't put it there. I think we read this last time. Or will there be sin on earth during that time? That is during the millennium? No, there will be no sin on earth. Satan is bowed. Satan is bowed. Can you get that? There's another quote. How is Satan bowed? Is he chained? And he's a prison and you close the door? No. How? He's still alive. He's still alive. Here, after this war, he's not alive. His children and him are completely gone. But here, everybody is dead. And God raises the bride. Can you get that? But the devil is alive. But he cannot walk. He's there. He's chained. It's a chain of circumstance. Can you get that? It's a chain of circumstance. There's nobody to deal with. There's nobody to deceive here. There's nobody to deceive here. And he can only walk when he gets to his people. And all his people are dead. Amen. And the Bible said, and the dead lived not. The dead lived not until after 1,000 years. Nobody else rose except the bride. The bride rises. I hope that's clear, brothers and sisters. The bride rises and is not the millennium. The devil is there, but he's bowed. He cannot do nothing. He doesn't tempt me. He doesn't do nothing. It's just a joyous place. It's called a honeymoon. It's when you marry a girl and you take her to Hawaii. Is it Hawaii or whatever? And you're just there resting and nothing, nothing. You don't want troubles. You go to sleep and you wake up at 10 or 11. Even the phone, you put off your phone. You don't want disturbance unless it's your mother calling you. Are you okay? Are you okay, Michael? Like that. But you want rest. It's a honeymoon. Even the devil cannot disturb you. Nothing. Just resting. No disease. Oh, can you please get me? I have a headache. I have a headache. I didn't sleep good. No, there's nothing like that. There's no sickness in the millennium. There's no divine healing in the millennium. Because there's no sickness. Okay. And will there be people on earth, corporal bodies, during that time? Yes, sir. We have our glorified bodies in the millennium. We have a glorified body right there on earth, eating, drinking, building houses. And living just like we do now for 1,000 years. What's 1,000 years? Millennium. For 1,000 years is the honeymoon of the bride and the bridegroom. I hope you get that. Okay, now, let's go to the last one. I don't know the last one, but it's okay. What time is it? Oh, whoa. Can you give me 5 minutes? Or so something? Let me finish, please. Let me finish this, because I might not get the chance again. Let's just finish. That's the husband. Okay, now, in the book is the book of Hebrews. Okay. That's the question and answers. In the book of Hebrews, he says, that's like husband and wife. They will be marrying and giving in married in heaven. Why? Because there's a different kind of love. There's no giving that. There's nothing like giving in marriage in heaven. There's no sexual desire. All these things has passed away. You are cleansed and pure. But you never did live in that state. Therefore, you wasn't created for that. What is he talking about? You are not an angel. You are not created to stay in the theophany. You are not an angel. You are not created like that. You cannot be happy. You got to be free, a glorified body that eats, that works, that lives. Adam could not be Gabriel. Adam could not be happy if he was Gabriel, if he was made Gabriel. Gabriel could not be happy if he was made Adam. Each person is happy where he is. You are happy because you are made a human being here. Yeah. So even when you are given the glorified body, you'll be like Adam. Eating, going there, working, but no sweat. No sweat. Sweat is because of sin. Okay. And that's why I put this one here. Never did live in, okay. But you never did live in that state. Therefore, you wasn't created for that state. You are just waiting there. But you are longing to come back where you was created. A man and a woman. You are not created as theophany. Like that. And therefore, and there, God will raise that body out of the dust of the earth and glorify it. Then you will see, taste, feel, smell, hear, associate. We will never know. It goes like that. In other words, we will have that. We would never enjoy an angelic, that's what he was sentenced saying. We could never enjoy an angelic life. We wasn't created angels. God created angels, but he created you and I, man and woman. That's the state we will be in forever at his blessed coming. What coming? The third coming. This is the third coming. This is the third coming. He comes with the bride to the millennium. How many comings? First coming to die. Second coming to take a bride. When he takes a bride, from there, everything goes. Is that right? When everything goes, everything dead, he comes back, he creates his own, he creates his children, and they go, his bride again. Nobody else but the bride. And they go to the millennium. I hope you get that. Let me finish this. I'm not going to read that scripture. You can go read the scripture. And if you have any problem within line, just let me know. Just let me know. I say that and I feel like something is telling me, you're getting pride a bit. No. It's not that I know. We might even go there. Like the other day I was reading with something. I don't remember, but we were reading with a brother. And he didn't know that I was writing down. In a brother in Kenya. And I was writing down. And the other day, John was telling you that he told me, that brother told me that Jen and Jabez is not in Genesis. I didn't know that. And when he was telling me there, I went there and said, Jen and Jabo are not in Genesis. In Genesis, they are people magicians. They are called magicians. It's Paul who calls them Jen and Jabo. When we fellowship, God comes around and he shows us. And he shows us. And nobody can say he knows everything. No, we don't know. We don't know. So if you get in right here that is not getting together, because it's got to get together. It's got to get together. If it's not getting together, let's get back there and let's have a look at it. By God's grace, after prayers, and we can get that. Now, the last quote. Only the bride, the rest did not resurrect for the millennium. Now, only for the bride. The rest don't resurrect in the millennium. That's the last quote. Okay. Will the church who died during the tribulation period, see, be in the resurrection? The second resurrection? Second resurrection? Will they be there? Will they also wait until the resurrection of the ungodly? He's talking about two resurrections now. There's a resurrection here, the first resurrection to the bride. Is right? Is right? To the bride now. Will the people that were good, there were people that were good. And that's something that I really wanted to talk about. I may not be able to talk about today. But there were people that were good. But they didn't resurrect in the resurrection to the millennium. God did not come with her. Okay? But now, at the end here in the White Throne Judgment, they are given eternal life. They are called foolish virgins. Sometimes you can call them foolish virgins. Sometimes you can call them the people that were good and had good things with them. But there's nothing like they believed the message of the hour. They didn't. In the church ages, not now. In the church ages. He says, for example, like Gamaliel. They say, I'm going to give you, at the end here, the White Throne Judgment, I'm going to give you life eternal because I was sick and you came to see me. Do you see that? Yeah. Just that, because you came to see me. Why? And he says, I didn't see you. How did I come to see you? He said, when you did this to these little ones, when you stood with my children that were believing the message of Paul, I saw it. So I'm going to give you eternal life. That's the purpose of the White Throne Judgment. The prophet says, the Bible said, he will divide or he will separate goats from sheep. Right. Sheep are these people who did good to the bride. They are called foolish virgin or whatever. Okay, now. But these bad people are separated and taken to the lake of fire. That burns everything. All the germs, all the people are burned and completely, and we go to the, what is the end here? I could have written, new heavens and new. Let me write that so that if somebody takes a picture on this, you can have that. Then you go to the new heavens. New heavens. Is it written like this? Heavens. Add new earth. I think that is correct. It's the new earth. Now, that's a new heaven and new earth. That's it. And this is also Eden. Back to Eden. This is also called Eden. Back to Eden. Revelation 21, verse 1 there, the first verse. And the old heaven and the new earth and the old earth, they were passed away. And there was no more sea, it's just like that. But the prophet also asked a question there, and I'm going to ask a question. What is the new heaven? What's the old heaven? He said the old heaven is the millennium. The millennium is also done away with. The old heaven is millennium. What is the old earth? Is this? They are taken away. Everything's taken away. Millennium is a space of time. Okay, I'm hurrying up. Okay. Will they also wait until the resurrection of the ungodly? The just and the unjust, you will be raised at the same time. The adjust, Gamaliel. And those people who, like the Roman soldiers who are killing people, they will be raised at the same time. The foolish virgin and the wise virgin will be raised at the same time. In the second resurrection. All right. Now, let me show you something. When this is the second resurrection comes, everybody is raised up. The unjust and the just. Is it right? The unjust. Who are the unjust? They're the children of the devil. Is that right? They're the children of the devil. So what happens? Then, in the millennium, what was it? Where was the devil? Chained. In prison. Why was he imprisoned? Because he doesn't have the people. Now they are raised up. What happens? He comes. He can now work. Can you get that? That's how he released from the chains. Now he can work now. When he works, he starts working again. What is that war called? Gog and Magog. And there's something I forgot here. This time, look here. This time, there's a war called Armageddon. How is it written? Armageddon. Could be that. I can talk about that very, very long time. Armageddon. Ar is a mountain in Hebrew. Armageddon, something like that. There's a war there. This war is now. There's a spiritual war. But the prophet also says those bombs, he calls those bombs, the atomic bombs, he calls them Armageddon. The third world war, so he calls that Armageddon. Physical. But the spiritual one is happening now. What is it? It's the truth against lies. Now he comes with the same. Truth against lies. These people have been raised up. These people, he gets into them and the war starts again. It's called Gog and Magog. That war is called Gog and Magog. When the children of the devil are raised up again. They are raised up. And now God comes and battles them all together. And he rains fire from heaven. It's called the lake of fire. And they're taken there, I don't know how many trillion years, and annihilated. They burn, and annihilated. Completely, even in God's mind, even in our mind, we don't remember them again. The devil and his children are taken away. Then we go to the new heaven and new earth, which is Eden. Will they live again during the millennium? No. And the rest of the dead lived not. Except the bride. The rest of the dead lived not. Except who? Except the bride. The bride was raised up, but the rest of the dead, good, foolish virgin that were very good, Nicodemus and them that will be given eternal life at the end here. They are not raised up. The only people that are raised up that are called at that time to go to the millennium is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's too much in a very small sermon, and I'm sorry about that. If you have any question, we can still talk. I think Don is coming on Wednesday. He preached. I don't know. I will talk to him tonight. But that's okay, brother. That's okay. If you have anything, let me know. Not necessarily here in the pulpit. I can come to your house and we sit down and talk. I can come, brother. And if you don't know, brother, I love this. People call it argument. I even like it when you don't see it the way I'm seeing. I'm still going to come. And you, I'm going to listen there and you tell me whatever you want to. Brother, I sat for about an hour. Somebody reading me quotes that we are in our theophany, reading me quotes. And I sat there and had a pen and a paper. And I wrote that, I wrote that, I wrote that. When I finished, I said, brother, but have you read this? He could not even listen. I said, that's okay. But read the book called Who is this Melchizedek? Where he starts by saying, now a new revelation upon the message. All that he had said about the Melchizedek, forget it. This is a new revelation. And we had to part like that. I said, that's okay, brother. And anytime you want to, now we are like this. We are friends like this. I didn't push it. I just said, just go in there, brother. It's there. For almost 2 hours, sitting there, and he was telling me, I don't care how much you're going to tell. Just tell me your side. No problem. If you give me a chance, I'll say it. If you don't, that's okay. If you just keep brothers. Yeah. Don't fear that. Don't fear that. People here on this earth are very soft. No, brothers. No, we are soft. That if I tell you no, a bit no, we are not brother. No, I'm not even going to come to church. No, this is not about that. This is about God. We just study. And nobody is greater than the other. We are all the children of God. Yeah. Let's pray. We thank you, Father, for the way you've come and the talks, Lord God, that you've had with us. We had quite a fellowship with you, and we are so thankful for that, Lord. We pray, Father, that if there be anything, Lord, that maybe is hidden somewhere, pluck it out, and Father, just put it somewhere where, unveil it, that we all can see it, Lord. All we want is one thing. We want to look at you. Like that one person who said that when you go to heaven, I just want to see there and I want to see this. And that guy said, I don't want all that. I just want to see there and look at you for 1,000 years. This is the best thing that our eyes can see. You open them that we can see you, that we can understand you, that Lord God, we can surrender ourselves to you, Father, that we can give ourselves completely to you. That's our desire, Lord. We give glory and honor in all things now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. 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 Brother Michael.
That's all saying. Need about 10 barns for all that hay. The lot said this morning it was really good, and the brothers being honest. If you don't understand, if you got questions, that's one thing I always admire about Brother Goomba. He'll sit there and talk to you, and he's always, like he said, he's willing. You know, maybe if he's not seeing it right, he's willing to listen to you, and then he'll get into the Word with you, and then I guarantee you, you're going to learn something. And so, I've ran into some brothers that you try to talk to them and they get mad and they just slam the phone down and they start hollering at you and they're calling you every name but what you are, like Brother John said. Call me everything but a son of God. But not Brother Goomba, but he's always admired that about him. I want to sing that song, I Love You, Lord, and I Lift My Voice. You're dismissed. I enjoyed the service this morning. A lot of good things said. A lot of deep stuff was said this morning. So go back and listen to it. Like the brother said, don't just come because you didn't get it all this morning. I didn't get it all this morning. And go back and hit replay on it. So, Lord bless you. Be praying for one for another.